Me too. Okay. Here's the agenda for our last meeting. After the opening, we're going to have a prototype presentation. Then we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria and the financing of our remote. Then we're going to evaluate the product and I think the whole production process. And then we're going to close it up. And we have 40 minutes, so let's get started. Oh, nope, let's have a prototype presentation.
Then there's the latex cover, which is what you see as red, because it can be replaceable, we just kind of went with the color.
Right.
And then the buttons are actually kind of poking through rather than on top. And the buttons will be a much lighter blue, almost see-through. It's just a very pale blue and then light up.
Yeah.
And the whole thing lights up if you press any button, rather than just that one button will light up. And then at the bottom we have our logo, bright yellow.
Great.
And then on the side, you have the buttons. And they're one button, but they kind of push up and down.
Okay.
And then they scroll. No. Just buttons right now. And then, yeah, the buttons.
On off switch will be here. And as you've noticed on our prototype, they've ended up with a curvature kind of bi-concave sort of thing. Except for, you know, can't see anything.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that squared buttons are our two probably least used menu units, and then these are the numbers. So our channel volume will be on either side.
Yeah. And the last thing is just that little black labeling.
Okay, and did you determine the curvature of the bottom part of it for the hand? Is it going to be a single or a double? Single. Single sounds good because it's not
yeah.
big enough to really constitute a double.
It's only actually the size of my hand.
Great. Great. I think you did an awesome job.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it's everything that we discussed.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Good job.
That was really good.
All right. What's next in our agenda? We're going to discuss the evaluation criteria, and that's with Courtney.
Okay. It's under evaluation.
Right.
All right. So these are the criteria we're going to ask. Is it easy to use? Is it fashionable? Yeah, I guess we should write these down so we can use them.
Feel good, meaningful?
Like, does it feel good? Like, yeah.
Right.
That's just for current trends.
Right.
But so we do have removable covers, right?
Right.
Yeah, well then that's good.
Okay.
Can everybody hand that?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, she's done. Yeah. Okay, so we're using the criteria for a sampling scale. And so we need to discuss how we feel it falls within this range. So for easy to use. Feels very easy to use.
Are we going to? I say we individually, right? What do you say? Just orally? Why not? We have. Okay. Easy to use. I vote 6.
Wait, that's false.
Oh, 2.
Okay.
I'd say 2 as well.
Hello, we're great.
Okay, fashionable?
One.
No!
No,
I think it's very
Me cool. too, very chic.
I'd give it a one.
One. I give it a one.
Well,
oh,
it's
and
that
it's a
like
prototype.
Clay,
right. Well, I'm kidding. So the average is about a two?
Yeah.
Two or three? 2.5.
Does it feel good?
Imagine, since we obviously don't have that. And it is very ergonomically designed. It's going to be curved. Yeah.
I think it feels good.
I think so too.
I'll give it a two.
Okay. Two. Right, average is two. Is it technologically innovative? Oh, sorry, I'm taking over your job
oh
here.
No, it's fine. You
Go right ahead.
yeah, and it, does it have voice, I mean, the phrase recognition on it?
Yes, right? We were able to do it with that kind of
right.
chip.
We could do it with the chip, yes. It wasn't, we had no.
There's not
even
a
representative
on it.
Yeah, right. That was. Okay, and we discussed that
yeah.
being
so
included.
Then yes, then I would, well, it doesn't, what else would it mean for it to be technologically innovative?
Well, we don't have the, you know, we can't say channel, and it changes the channel,
and
channel
it
8.
Cover anything other than TV.
Right.
So I'd probably give it a 3.
Okay.
Even though it is for just a TV remote, it's very advanced. But it is just a TV remote.
Yeah, I'd go for a 3 or 4 on that one, so, okay. Let's go for a 3.5. All right. And the last criteria, is it, well, we've covered that with the
well,
trendy.
Yeah. So I'd give it a 2.
Sure.
Capable. Oh,
very,
very
capable. And it's very important. Okay, here we go. So,
next. It does.
It does. Very good. All right. Let's go back to this. No. That's it. Oops. Okay, so now we're moving on to finance. Okay. I'm going to show you an Excel spreadsheet, and we're going to fill it in together based on what components we're including in our remote and see if it's under 1250 euro. If so, we can proceed. If not, we need to go back to the drawing board a little bit. Okay, so let me bring that up. Here we go. All right. It's not hand dynamo. It's powered by battery. So we give it a number of components you plan to use. Do I just put quantity being one battery or?
Yeah.
But if it's a, do you want to go for, this is where we need to make the final call, and if it's a lithium or do we want to go AAAs? Because AAAs we're going to have to do more than one battery. Oh, let's just go for a lithium. What do you say?
Yeah.
I think the people who purchase this are going to be technologically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Down to the electronics section. We're going to need this kind, correct, if we do the voice sensor. So one of those. It is a single curved, so one of those. Oh, what's that? Yeah, that's correct. Okay, down here, case material, plastic.
And special color.
Okay. Down here, interface type. We're going to have the integrated scroll wheel. Isn't? Oh, those are just regular buttons.
Yeah.
This? Okay, so we can just go.
But will we actually we'll need two, won't we? One for the top and then one for this one for each side.
But that just covers the type of button we're having because we're not doing a scroll on the sides to push button. The 29 means like you have both scrolls and push button.
Right. I think what Courtney's talking about is do we need to put two here?
There's like one interface right here, and then because it's not going to be on the same plane.
Right.
Have to be additional signals on the sides. So is that going to be an extra one on each side?
I don't know. That might put us, well, let's just,
basis,
two, or would it be three?
One each side and one on top.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine because it comes out the same as 29. A little less than 29.
Okay, and we're going to, button supplements, the buttons are not, okay.
They're special form.
Are they?
Dented.
Oh, right.
And they're special material.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we're under cost then. All right. No, we're under. 12.5 is our limit. We've got 11.2. All right. We can go to... Okay. Now we're going to talk about the project process and whether or not we're satisfied with the whole process and the result. Did we have a lot of room for creativity? Did we have a lot of room for individual leadership, teamwork, and the means, meaning technology that we used to produce our little guide there? And if we found any new ideas. Now, the question is, how do we do this? Discuss, sure. All right. Who would like to go first?
That wasn't our decision. Yeah.
And how did you feel about the whole process, though?
Oh, overall, I mean, I thought we did a good job. Like, we got to choose, basically, we had control over, minus it being just, you know, the TV remote, we got to choose what we wanted to do with it.
Right, and we got say over what, how technologically advanced it should be, and also how fashionable, which I kind of
and more fashion
like. We, yep, you know it. What about the teamwork aspect? How did you guys enjoy making the model, the prototype? I think you did. Did you work well together in there? And okay. Oh my god. And we've all been a pretty congenial team here, I think. We haven't had any fallings out.
What is it, the survey annoying or
irritating?
Wow, that's a definitely
strong. Okay. Yeah. I have to knock that one down a couple notches.
And the digital pens.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fun. Even though I'm not really sure what I could do with them, but they are awesome.
We use laptops for receiving.
Right. Laptops are extremely handy. Wireless. And that we have a shared network where we can put all of the
sexy dual microphones.
Yeah. And
Big Brother. Okay, have we found any new ideas through this process?
We are really going to sell this.
For something that looks cool and also has what I want it to do technologically. And that's your right brain taking over, wanting the artistic, the fashionable, the hip, you know? If we all just went out and bought useful things, I don't think. I mean, that's not what technology.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, just the Mac font bothers me even. But I do like iPods, go figure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Colors, exactly. I mean, how many people went out and bought a Nokia phone back when we were like in high school just so they could get the changeable faceplates? Okay. Anyway, so that is definitely at work. Yeah. fashionable chic people will.
Marketing director says, yeah. Fashionable people will buy it.
Marketing has to actually create the desire for it.
Oh, I will create desire.
That's a big commercial where they think that all men needs will be nice. This will help them. They'll want. They'll be fussy with it.
We could have like an Adam and Eve type commercial, and that's the fig leaf.
There you go, marketing gal. All right. Okay, we're going to wrap this up now. The costs are within the budget. We evaluated the project, and now we're going to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary, and then we're going to have a big giant party, apparently, according to this. So, all right, thank you, team. You did a great job. It was lovely working with you.